So now that we've completed Ajna Chakra, we're now moving into the practices of Muladhara. Muladhara is located in the pelvic floor. In yoga, you often hear about Mula Bandha. Mula Bandha. Mula means root and Bandha means lock or gateway. And Mula Bandha is often associated with the perineum. And so Muladhara and Mula Bandha are very connected. Muladhara, Mula Dhara, is located in the perineum. And so therefore, one of the ways that we actually activate Muladhara is through the perineum, by activating, engaging, and contracting this muscle. The element that's associated with Muladhara chakra is earth. So by visualizing earth, we can actually start to activate the chakra. The chakra is also related to the sexual reproductive glands. So testes in men and then ovaries in women. The color for the chakra and the color that is associated with the chakra is red. And as you can see, I'm kind of wearing a brownish, reddish shirt right now, sitting on a red chair. So it's a very appropriate place that we're talking about Muladhara chakra. The key word for the chakra is survival. So whenever we start to do work in the first chakra, the work that we're really doing or focused on or centering around is all related to survival. And we're going to be digging into that a little bit later on. But as we get into working on what it means to survive, what we're looking to do is cultivate a deeper sense of stability. So we're working on getting stable. Our survival takes so much energy away from our mind. So much of our mind is consumed with our survival. So the work here is in getting stable. And you'll notice that you have a part of your mind that's always kind of busy thinking about stuff in your life, thinking about what you're going to eat, where you're going to sleep, if you're traveling especially. What you want to do is start to get that part of your mind quiet. And so the key work in this chakra is on getting stable.